Grace, mercy, and peace be to you, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. They say that the best learning is caught rather than taught. When our children were young, we often observed that they seemed to learn more from us through what they observed or heard in the way we acted, and then through imitating those things, than they did through the things that we said to them. I remember being embarrassed by the realization that an undesirable behavior that we saw in one of our children was one that had been picked up from me. What we told our children was important, of course, but unless it was backed up with our own actions, they tended to follow our actions. Jesus told his disciples many things. Now, if you have a Bible that has red print in it for Jesus' words, you can see just how much he spoke to his disciples. He was teaching them all the time. A closer reading of those same Gospels, though, shows you that the reason why the disciples were moved by the words Jesus spoke was because his actions always backed up what he said. Jesus did exactly as he said. In John 17, we find Jesus turning his attention from his disciples, with whom he had just shared the Passover meal, to God in prayer. And it seems that the disciples originally heard Jesus pray this prayer, and that the Holy Spirit inspired John to include it in his gospel, so that all who read it, including you and me, can listen and learn from the prayer of our Lord, the prayer that he prayed that evening before his suffering. So let's listen to some of it together, and may the Holy Spirit help us to catch on to its spirit. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all those whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." Jesus prays as the Son of God to God, his Father. The Son of God humbled himself to become human. He set aside the full use of his powers, the powers of his divine nature, and he lived his earthly life as a man. Though he was equal with God the Father in regards to his divine nature, Jesus submitted himself completely to serve and to fulfill the saving will of his Father for us. He speaks to the Father with the simple confidence of a son who knows and relies upon the sure love of his Father for him. Though Jesus would face terrible suffering in the hours to come, he trusts in his Father to help him to fulfill his mission at the cross, and he looks forward to the time when he will again be clothed in divine glory, the very glory that he once set aside to save us from sin, death, and the devil. The first memory that I have of prayer was when I was 9 or 10 years old. My younger cousin, Dean, was stricken with brain cancer at about 2 years of age. His little head bore the scars of surgeries and a shunt inserted into his skull to relieve the fluid pressure on his brain. He had lived this way for 2 or 3 years, and then one day my mother told me that Dean was dying. I was heartbroken for him and his family, and I remember crying out to God for help for Dean. I know that my prayer was much different than Jesus's. I did not know God. I was not sure he even existed, or if he did, that he could be relied upon to hear and answer my prayer. I approached God as an outsider, just hoping to get his attention so that my cousin would live. My prayers for Dean were offered to God out of a desperate sense of need and a fearful concern, but I had very little to hang my hopes upon for an answer from God. And sometime after I began to pray for my cousin, he died. At that time, I didn't realize that all people naturally approach God in prayer as I did. Some may have a more organized and refined idea about prayer, but we all share in a natural impediment to prayer called unbelief. We are not born knowing God or trusting Him. Much of the time we go about life giving God very few thoughts, except, of course, in those times of desperation and trouble that force us to acknowledge that we need some kind of help. It's then that our prayers are an SOS that we shoot out into the darkness, a last resort when we don't know what else to do. As we listen to Jesus pray, though, we begin to sense that God is not unknowable or really far removed from us. In fact, when we listen to Jesus pray, we realize that He prays for us. The Son prays to the Father as the one sent by Him from heaven to earth with authority to give us what we lack in relation to God. Earlier, Jesus had taught that He came to give people abundant life. In this prayer, He calls that same gift eternal life. By that, He does not mean life after death, or what one gospel song called the sweet by and by. No, eternal life, Jesus says, is to know God the Father and Jesus Christ, His sent one. Throughout His ministry, Jesus lived in perfect obedience to His Father. He taught His word in truth, and He performed divine miracles to bring people to the true knowledge of God through faith. Christ's words and His works glorified the Father. That is, they revealed God as He truly is, inviting and igniting faith in the hearts of many who heard and saw Him. To free us from the iron grip in which unbelief holds us, Jesus prayed for the Father's help to make the rest of His journey to the cross, so that He might glorify the Father by making a love offering of His life to atone for the sins of the world. On the cross, that horrible instrument of shame and death, Jesus glorified His Father by performing the greatest act of mercy and love that this world has ever witnessed. Crucified there, outside of Jerusalem, the author of life drank the bitter cup of death and hell for us. He didn't leave a drop, nothing there for us to drink ourselves, even though we are the natural or the rightful recipients of that death. In the world's darkest place and time, the glory of God shone like the sun to reveal the infinite love of the Father and His Son for His creatures. 3 days later, the disciples saw that same glory shine forth from the face of their risen Lord. To open his gospel, John declares, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth." Through the lens of Jesus' resurrection, His disciples finally began to see Jesus for who He really is. They started to realize that Jesus had not come to fulfill their messianic dreams of Israel free from Rome, but to fulfill God's greater and glorious design for our redemption from sin and for the renewal of His whole creation. Jesus is the firstborn human from the dead, and in Him, we see what we are and will yet become through Him. In his first letter, John writes, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Through water and the Spirit, we are no longer outsiders just eavesdropping on Jesus praying to his Father. Through faith in Jesus, we've received eternal life. We know the Father of creation and Jesus Christ, whom he sent. Through Jesus, we have been given a place in the Father's great house and a seat at the table of God's holy family. What love! God calls us his beloved and well-pleasing children, all because of Jesus. So now, life is different for us. We know God. We know that he loves us and that he is with us. His Spirit lives in us. When we hear the word of our Father, we recognize his voice, we affirm his wisdom, and we give ourselves to his direction. In response to all that our Father says to us, we pray to him continuously. We pray in times of need, yes, but in times of blessing, we give him great thanks. We pray for God's gift of faith, that we may glorify him by loving our neighbors, just as the Son loves us. We confess our sins each day, for we trust that our Father forgives us for the sake of his Son's sacrifice. And we long for the day he promised us, when we will stand before him, holy and blameless in his sight. As God's children in Christ, we rest in the relationship that Christ himself has given us. Though the world around us fails to know us as God's children through its own unbelief, just as it does not know God himself, God knows us and we know him. Though in this world we have trouble, we also have Jesus, and he has us, and he has overcome the world for us. Though Jesus is no longer in this world like us, he sits gloriously enthroned in heaven, invested with all the authority of heaven and earth to reign over his creation for our good. Jesus prays for us still, calling upon his Father to keep us true and safe through the power of his name, the very name that was spoken over us in our baptism. Though our lives can be wearisome, sorrowful, and hard at times, yet we can always praise our Savior and still coming King, who gives us rest for our souls and promises us eternal rest when he appears in glory. Prayer caught from Jesus is far beyond our imagining. Those who pray to the Father through faith in his Son are not like contestants on the Dragon's Den, making a pitch desperately for investors to make their dream work become a reality. No, with Jesus we pray as those who know the healing embrace of the Father in his words of forgiveness. We pray as those who have been made insiders, beloved members of God's family, one with the Father, as he is with his Son, as they are with the Holy Spirit, and as we are with one another. We pray with the confidence of Jesus, who permits us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven." Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.